I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. I'm on vacation.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome into the second hour of The Big Show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday here at ESPN 97.5. Already fun and games in the first hour as we get ready for the party tonight for the listener appreciation. And we do appreciate you guys because you guys have helped make this station number one. And I think for something like 4 out of the last 6 months or something like that, we've been...
I think 5.
One in our slot and top 3 in the city. And we've been all because of you guys and your support. We appreciate it.
And we didn't talk about it a lot. But I do want to say that I was very proud of us for at one point getting to... for several months, being the third highest rated sports talk show in the city. Not on the station, not... I mean, for us, being a brand new show...
As you mentioned, we haven't even been together 2 years.
Yeah, and...
Nor did we know each other.
Right, we didn't know each other. There was the weirdness of the beginning where it was a split crew. And I am very proud of what we accomplished, and that's why I'm excited about tonight, because we owe it all to the listeners. Because listen, third highest rated show in the city... That includes all of the other shows on the other stations during drive time. That I'm proud of that. Like, we're not on in the peak moments of the day.
That's right.
We're not on during drive time in the morning or in the evening. And the only two shows that beat us were on our station, and they were drive time. So I'm proud of that. And that's why I want to thank the listeners. And I'm glad, that's why I'm excited to meet you guys, because we were able to do that because of y'all. So...
Actually, a couple
months. One day we're going to be as good as John and Lance and the Blitz, but we're not right now.
We tied with, what did you call them? The Benchwarmers?
Yeah, I don't know who they were. Did we?
We tied with
them for a second. Lance, what do y'all call your listeners? The Benchwarmers?
We used to back in the day, but we don't have a name for them anymore. We just
the benches.
We just call them good people.
Benches get snitches.
Good decision makers.
Good decision makers? Like good decision
sons
makers.
Of benches.
Sons of benches.
Sons of benches. That's a good one. I'd go with that one.
What are your listeners called?
The suspects?
Just suspects?
Yes, they're
just
suspects.
Just suspects.
I mean,
suspect
have you met
listeners.
Some of them?
Plural.
Have you met some of it's them? They're pretty suspect.
I've done radio for 21 years. Have you met any radio listeners?
Well, yeah.
It's always a coin flipper at any event. You were a listener, and I was like,
I know.
You brought the Canadian reach around t-shirt.
That's right.
And I'm like, dude, he took that. Like,
it's
I forgot
weird.
I even said that. I was on Vicodin on pain medicine after the Rockets media champ, where I fell on my elbow and I thought I'd broken it.
Do you still have the damn shirt I gave you?
No. No.
That was one, the greatest shirt in the history
that one
of
got
shirts.
Stolen out of a, that one got stolen out of my desk.
Really?
Must have been a sweat of 90.
I'm thinking about
it. No, it's here.
Must have been a sweat of 90.
790. They
swear
steal some stuff at 790 now.
That's not 7.
That was 6-10.
I know it's not, but it's still fun.
Are you excited about tonight, Lance?
Yeah. I always like doing the listener thing.
Now,
yeah, it's always fun.
Where are you going to be breaking down the film at?
Is so it's going to be in the big conference.
Of course,
room.
You get the big
like
conference.
The big one over there, the meeting one where the company meeting is, or
just actually the small one over here.
Okay.
Well, you had that one, right? You decided that you wanted to be more intimate, so you went to the smaller conference.
I want
room?
Everyone closer, right on top of me.
So how many? For like, sure. Is it going to be waves, like 10 people at a time, type of thing, or how many you could pack in there?
Like, it'll probably just be like 7 people. It'll be
I think you're
underestimating. It'll be Jermaine Every, and it'll be Josh Jordan and the guys that love watching tape. Like, they'll be in there, and the listeners are going to be like, oh, this is a real thing? I thought this was a radio bit. I didn't know this is a real thing.
This sucks. Like, yeah. This is boring.
How long are you going to be in here doing this? Like,
we were going to play cards.
However
Can
long
you give
they
us the
make
table?
Me. I know.
It's funny because...
Are you staying until 10? Are you here?
We'll see.
Oh, uh-huh. Because I said, I swear to God, first person that leaves, I'm following them.
You are going shorts and a tank, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Now,
Granato will be the first one out.
If he shows. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm
well,
totally
Dell, I don't count Dell because Dell will be the first one to leave.
You think so?
Think he's
I'm snitching on Granato if he leaves early.
Is Granato BYOB in?
Probably because
sure
he doesn't have his Coors Light. Yeah. He'll bring his own.
He'll already be.
Disrespectful to St. Arnold's. That's disrespectful to our But he's got his own, you know.
When has John been respectful or cared about any of
that? It's not often.
No.
It's not often.
Now, I want people to realize, too, how serious you take this. Because you and Josh were getting set up in the conference room. And I walked in before we started the show. And I thought, well, they were just trying to make sure the clarity of the screen.
We actually were, yeah.
Yeah. And then
but
all of
I had
sudden,
downloaded some games, though. So I mean, Lance, stuff I downloaded.
Josh is just trying to get him set up and everything like that. And Lance goes, look right there. Watch 24.
Yeah.
Who's Quentin Meeks?
Why is Quentin Meeks voiding his area when the quarterback, clearly there's no wide receivers there and it's zone? What is he doing voiding it? And Justin Reed, the Houston Texans third round pick, had to come bail his ass out.
Who you're a
so
big
this
fan
is
of.
What the fans yeah, can expect. This is what the fans,
yeah.
the well, listeners although, can
although
expect.
Although I found that the Justin Reed stuff was a little boring, so I went and just did like all of Saquon Barkley's touchdowns over the last 2 years, some Quentin Nelson offensive line porn, Bradley Chubb's like impact
plays. Well, you mentioned
like,
porn, so you went to Chubb.
Yeah, since we're going O-line porn, I busted a Chubb with Bradley.
There you go.
Chubb, not Nick Chubb.
Right.
Of the fighting Chubbs.
Two Chubbs in a draft, just, can't go wrong.
Yeah, draft just giving you all kinds of Chubbs in 2018
draft. Raheel will be there, don't worry about
he's
that.
He's going to be there. He's going to break down side mountains and mount. He's going to be mountain
let me
people.
Show you north-south. Oh, someone get over here. Let me show you north-south. Now, I'm a little low normally for north-south. Now, you don't usually want to be belly button on nose, but that's... It's usually neck on neck, but don't worry about it.
Don't worry, it's a little different.
This is just a demonstration.
Yeah. It evolves into the Oklahoma drill, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your best advice?
Right, up and go. Boom.
I've never done one of these. You have. What's your best advice for me?
Best advice I would say would be...
besides a lot of hand sanitizer.
Here's your best advice. At some point, you're going to get a listener... And they're going to be pretty cool with you, and they're going to say, let me get your number so we can, you know what, I want you to come be in my fantasy league. And you'll be like, all right, yeah, let me see how many I'm in, but yeah, I might consider it. Here, let me get your number real quick.
Oh.
If you do.
It's over.
It's on.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I've had to put a couple listeners on the do not.
Oh, really?
Answer list.
I've memorized Nick's cell phone.
So how do you get out of that question?
I've memorized Nick's cell phone, so we're good.
Actually, I have a Google number. I'll just give them that.
Yeah, that's good.
I have I thought ahead.
But that's the
how
one.
How do you
like,
get out of that? What do you tell them?
No. I mean, you can give the number to the station. Like, 713-780. No, the
that's
office
my number.
Office number, yeah. Office
I thought you meant
number.
The call
they'll
number.
They'll recognize that.
Yeah. They
office number.
Okay. That's smart.
Or if you have, like, you don't have a, like, I don't have a phone number here. Like, 790, I could
like
always
desk
give my
number.
Yeah, the desk, the that one. But I didn't, I couldn't remember
say,
what
hey,
that number
if you
want
to reach me here, let me give you my cell. 713-780-3776.
Or 37-7-6. Because if you say it too fast, it's like, number.
I won these tickets using that number.
No, that's the most dangerous thing you're going to face is somebody trying to get your cell phone number.
That's good advice.
And some listeners are really cool. Some listeners I've become good friends with over the years. Like, like my very first fantasy football league, first year in radio, was guys like Tony Proc. We've gone 21 years in this league. Sean Pendergast, he was just a listener back in the day. Yeah, he was in it.
This guy's like a garbage man, right?
No, he's not. Got any Pat O'Neill, Mr. Ass, still in it. We've had Daryl Morey in our fantasy league. Dennis Lindsay was in the first.
Dennis Lindsay, good.
Tim Schumacher, who was
it's exclusive.
Was that the year Daryl drafted all running backs?
Forded a bunch of running backs. And he was trying to hold them up to as soon as it was an auction. So he kept buying these mid-level running backs, and he is like, okay, who wants to trade? And after draft, we're like, nobody. You're stuck with a bunch of running backs.
He literally had a roster of running backs.
Yeah, he tried to come up with a concept. I mean, it's a pretty interesting concept. If you think about it, he said, what's the most valuable thing? And I'm going to go get the most of those.
Right.
And then have all the you know. But
till he found out you can't play him at wide receiver.
And his waiver wire every week, it was like a bloodbath. Just like in real life, waiver wire just... Maury Eels drop, and it'd be like 10 players, and he'd pick up 10 players every week. It was unbelievable. I've never seen so many roster moves in my entire life.
Did he ever
life.
Come close to winning?
Well, he was only in at the 1 year, and every time he was bidding on a player, we were like, because we'd done this for about, at that point, like 15 years. And when Daryl started bidding on a guy, it got real quiet, like, ooh. And he was going up against the guys who won our league about 9 times, the best, Mr. Ass. Uh-huh. And when and Daryl and Mr. Ass were going head to head against the guy, we're like, God, just I'm nervous. I don't even want to be in this.
I've never done an auction draft as long as
Not even close.
I always tell the story. I started playing fantasy baseball in 94 in the mail on Sporting News from the Sporting News magazine.
Yeah, I did that with football was the very first one. Mail Sporting News fantasy football.
You'd mail in your roster for the week, and then they would send you an update. But I've never since 94.
Rented update would come in the mail.
I've never done an auction in my life.
I did that with Playboy. Yeah, that's how they got to the. That's how they got Playmate of the Year.
Different fantasy, Joel. Yeah. Different fantasy.
Oh, my bad. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it, man. We're going to have a good time. Yeah, for sure.
That's Lance Erlein. Appreciate him popping in as well. It's going to be like this is like a who's who of just announcers popping in with us.
I love it. This is great.
It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time tonight too. So if you don't have tickets, that's on you. Sorry about that, but we'll I'm sure have pictures posted, videos, and all kinds of fun.
You guys didn't hear AJ talk, did y'all?
No, wait.
What did he say?
No, I'm just making sure y'all didn't hear it.
Was he saying nasty things?
I dumped you guys, but I didn't know if it went over the air.
So. What, was he out in the hall or what?
Yeah, but the door was open.
Oh, he yelled
and
something nasty.
He yelled
nasty.
Inside. Yeah.
At Lance?
Yeah. Oh. So I just wanted to make sure y'all didn't hear it.
I didn't hear
it. I dumped it
just
anyway.
Wait till the beer starts flowing. Holy
cow. Yeah, that's going to be good.
All right, Lawrence, we see you. We'll get you after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects. It's right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having some fun! Usual Suspects on a Thursday on ESPN 97.5. Listener Appreciation Party tonight. We are really fired up about that. That should be a good time. Hopefully there will be pictures and things that we can share with the peeps that were unable to attend. By the way, shout out to our good friend Scott. Scott wanted to be here tonight and is going to be unable to attend due to some medical issues. So I did want to give a shout out to Big Scotty and say he's going to be missed because we appreciate him. Scott in Deer Park has always been a big part.
Yes, he has, from
the very start of what we got into so and got going here. So shout out to Big Scott from Deer Park. Hopefully he gets better soon so we can get him out to an event.
I agree.
You want to catch up on some?
Yes, I do. In fact, the Roe Pimpin' on Twitter, he used to be a listener back in the day with 1560 when they first started, when Sean was here and it was John and Lance. That was back when, you know, it was the old corporate pile of dung and all that stuff. And that's when I was a listener. That's what Lance was talking about. I used to be a listener, kind of like Pendergrass. Sean used to be a listener, then was a listener with Jim Rome, too, and he ended up getting into radio. It's kind of what happened to me. Cody Stutes used to be a listener of 1560 back in the day. Now he's involved in radio and now here at Sports Map doing some writing. But the Roe Pimpin', who was a listener, he said, man, bring back the Blue Light Cemetery show, which used to be on at like midnight. They would come up to this studio. And it was
is that with KJ?
Chance McClain, Frank Bullington, and Lance, and whoever else would just show up. They would all agree, hey, let's go do a midnight show. And they would show up at midnight for no reason. They call it the Blue Light Cemetery Show. And then they would just mess around. They would just go hot and just be stupid. And it was hilarious. It was awesome. And you had to be really a dedicated listener to even know when they were going to go on because they would just send out like a crow's call or something like that on a message board. It was awesome. My stupid ass bought a fog machine.
What?
For the Blue Light Cemetery show. In retrospect, buying a fog machine for a radio show is probably the worst investment in the history of investments for radio. Because guess how much fog you can see on the radio? None. But they
that
were
comedy
like
comedy money was
they
big
were like,
back then.
Well, they were like, we want a fog machine. I was like, I got you. I'm buying you a fog machine. Like, I don't know why I did that. I bought them a fog machine.
How much did you drop on this?
It was like $100.
Yeah, you're
much.
An idiot for sure.
It was like $100.
$100.
Dude, that was back
he
when
said
I had
it
that
wasn't much, man. He was rolling it.
I had that IT money, bro. I was banking that IT money. That was like $10 back in the IT days. It wasn't much.
It's like $10. Huh?
It's like $1,000 now.
Yeah.
It's like
give me $100.
Man, you give me $100, I can eat for 2 weeks. Are you kidding me?
That's all that Whataburger.
It's cool. What? We got Cody Stutes doing some stuff over here now. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Jason Brett. Oh.
Yeah, I saw. Did you see that article that
brutal
dropped? I didn't
absolutely
read it. I didn't read it.
Brutal. I read it, and I've actually
what's
talked
it
to
about?
Jason
what's
about
it about?
It
what does
times
it say? Tell us
so
what it
essentially
says. It's
what
public,
it's,
so we're not
yeah,
snitching.
So essentially what happened was Jason Braddock, who I've always said, dude knows his football top to bottom and inside and out, and really good dude. And he, as I think people know by now, was part of a show that was kiboshed by 790.
Yes.
So he came over here. Fred brought him over here. He was going to cover the Texans. He was going to cover football. He'd maybe fill in on some shows. Matter of fact, he filled in on a show one day with Cougar Matt Jackson. And Nick, I think you produced that show. And all of a sudden, he gets basically a cease and desist from 790 that says, even though they let him go, they're not going to let him be on the air until December of this year.
Was that in his contract?
It basically
yeah, he has a no-compete.
Was a no-compete clause, but they let him go. So that shouldn't actually be the case.
It's a right-to-work state.
So Jason got a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and the details are sad. Jason's sleeping on his brother's couch in a one-bedroom apartment. His family is staying with his in-laws, trying to make everything ends meet because this has put such a monkey wrench on everything in their family from an income perspective.
Man.
And when he got a lawyer to go back at iHeart, they're in bankruptcy. So they don't have to resolve it. And his lawyer basically said it's going to be almost virtually impossible to try and get to them and get this reversed by the time we get to December when the non-compete's going to be over. So he went to the Chronicle,
that's
and he
dirty
told his story. He went out on Twitter to try and let people know, hey, I mean,
this is what's happening.
Yeah, this is what's happening. I'm doing my part. I thought I'm all in the right. Here's what I'm dealing with. And here's how dirty they are, that they're going to absolutely push this, knowing that I can't push back.
Wow. I forgot that iHeart was in bankruptcy, too.
Just sad.
iHeart's been in trouble for a very long time.
That's nationwide, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
The Breakfast Club, who is probably their biggest show.
By the way,
has been very transparent about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other,
it's not a big secret.
The other sidebar to that I forgot,
mm-hmm.
he applied for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
790 fought it.
What?
Yep. Then when he got it, they pulled back his severance.
Oh, that's chicken bleep.
Dirty.
That's dirt. That was all in the article?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Yeah.
That is... Let me choose my words carefully here. That is not in good faith and in the best interest of a reputation, I would say. That's dirty pool, man.
Well, I can dirty say pool. From personal experience that the guy over there that's knee deep in all of this resembles every bit of those remarks.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who I don't know anybody. I don't really, I guess thankfully, I don't know a lot of people in this business. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because maybe I'm not jaded. Like, I know a few people in media outside of the station.
I think it's a good thing because then you're not trying to sound like them. You're not taking their takes. You're not.
Yeah.
And that's, I spoke to a radio host not too long ago. Colin Cowherd was his favorite radio host of all time.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't watched a Colin Cowherd show in 2 years. Why? Because he wants to be original and he wants to have original takes and he doesn't want to hear what other people are saying.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that's a blessing.
Well, I know. So guys that I know that maybe I've had conversations like, you know, a lot of people in media, Joel, you know, a lot of people in media here in this town. I know like David Nuno mm-hmm. outside of our station. I know like David Nuno. And I think that's about it. Like, I'm not friends really with anyone at 16. I know Sean. Like, Sean and I are Facebook friends, but we don't hang out. If I see him, like, when I got this gig, he congratulated me. He's like, man, that's great. You know, and he's always been cool. Yeah, he's class act.
Great dude.
Great dude. Class
yep.
act.
Yep.
But I don't know him like I know. Like, David and I have exchanged, like, you know, we talk a little bit here and there, and he's giving me some advice. But I just don't know a lot of people. But I tell you, I've not heard a lot of great things about, you know, certain businesses and people in this industry, which is why I'm thankful that I'm here, because I can honestly say, and with all honesty and sincerity, that I really enjoy working with the people that we work with here. Like, we bust balls a lot on this show with everyone at this station. But I can honestly say, up and down the lineup and the people that we work for, Mr. Gal at the starts it, like, everyone's a pretty class act. There's very few people that you could point out.
For sure. And it's a good size company, too. Like, it's not too small and it's not too big.
Yeah.
So
the cool thing is it's grown from little to big to keeps growing. And yet it hasn't changed along the way.
No, that culture is still in existence.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people at this place. There's no doubt about it. You know, and I'm with you, Nick. I mean, I try not to listen to anybody else in the marketplace. And that's why, you know, I don't want to do what you were saying. So, therefore, I mean, we're almost to the halfway point. And I just look at both of you and say, what should we do? I don't know. But we'll figure it out. We got the second half of the show coming up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I came to get down.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the big show. 90 in the books, 90 wow. Still to go. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You okay?
Yeah, I can't believe this has already been an hour and a half.
It's been flying.
Flew by.
Love it.
I think it's because you're excited about the listener appreciation part.
Can't wait to fist bump all these fools.
Fist bump.
Hug them, baby.
I was very specific with those words.
Hugs and handshakes. Hugs and handshakes.
You know why.
Are you disgusted with our listeners?
Nope. I'm disgusted with every human being on the planet. And that some of those are included in that. So, yes.
None of those buttons on my keyboard better be sticking.
Trust me. Wait a minute. Like I said.
Stickier,
I mean, if they're
sticking.
Yeah,
sticky.
I was going to say.
No, sticking.
I was trying to type a message. I was like, why doesn't the J
push
work
every single
at all?
Button on that laptop right now. Not one of them sticks. Okay.
I know, but the trackpad has like 6 inches of a film on it.
That might be from the Doritos.
It's like you were in Ghostbusters.
The Doritos.
Yeah, the Doritos. The
Wiggy.
Sure. All right. So do we need to, what are we doing? Are we doing send a DM to Mia Khalifa, or are we doing what's in Nick's search history? Which one are we doing?
I'm going to leave that to you, Nick.
You get your choice, Nick. I'll let you. Which one are we doing?
How about neither?
Nope, you got to pick one. I won't do both, but we got to do
one.
We won't do both, but you got to pick one.
What makes you think I would pick one? I'm not picking.
What would you be like? Oh God, if I have to have one, I would rather
it's
you
not happening, dude. It's
do
not happening.
This.
I'm not doing that.
Like
no.
Joel,
you want me to pick it?
Which one would if I had your laptop, Joel? I know it would be search history.
Yep.
Because, yeah, I feel like you let Lisa borrow your laptop, and there's no way you're going to get risk that.
She does use it from time to time.
That's why, because you talk about the Amazon thing, and the shoes showing up.
Yep.
Nick, what's it going to be, bud? I'll give you till 3 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock.
He's making ultimatums. So the more Nick reaches out to be nice, the more he's being held hostage. That's fair.
3 o'clock. You've got 30 minutes to decide. Are we sending a DM?
Doesn't mean I'm going
to
give you an answer.
The DM is, I promise it won't be anything filthy, but it might be like, hey, what's
Nick,
up?
Why else would you want to go through my history?
Wait, time out. Nick, normally if you guys were just going back and forth, that kind of sharp and very, very firm positioning would be great. But you're not exactly at a position of strength here because he has not only the laptop, but he has the ability to do both if he wants.
I could also change your Twitter password real quick and the email. And the email.
Don't do that.
And then control your Twitter for a really long time. So...
By the way, you've already done something like this before.
What have I done?
You've posted on my Facebook before.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What
you
did
put
I
a picture
post?
Of that man that looks like a woman and with the wig on and everything. You did.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mac Daddy votes for Mia.
You just say, hey, I know I'm late to the game, but I'll make it worth your while.
I
want to make
classy,
one more run.
Be like, look, I know you probably get a lot of these DMs, but I know you don't know who I am, but I happen to produce one of the biggest and most popular radio shows in the city of Houston.
And I can pucker.
What?
That's what he said, remember? When we were talking about
I slipped.
He slipped
and
up
said
on
pucker.
The Mia Khalifa story when she got hit by the puck.
You think I should offer like sex for like trade? No. Like if I'll get your boob fixed if
no. You can say I got a press pass that could get you close to Deshaun Oh no, I don't.
I'll keep it classy, Nick. I'll type the whole thing with my pinky up.
She's got the ends to fix her own issues with her
You think she's got a lot of money?
With her upper yeah.
I wonder what she's worth. Let's look up her net worth, shall we? I'm going to look it up.
You want to guess?
I can. Well, let me see if I've already looked this up in the search history.
Maybe a couple mil, maybe? A few mil?
You think that much?
Maybe.
I don't. A
couple mil, maybe?
I don't. I would say like.
Okay. I typed in Mia Khalifa, and the first thing that pops up is song. There's a song about Mia Khalifa?
I don't know.
Really? Why? Now, this is racist. what does that say? Before I get accused of making that up, look what Google finished. That is racist. I typed in Mia Khalifa net worth, and Google finished that with in rupees.
It's like that in mine, too.
That is racist, Google. She lives here. She doesn't in dollars. That is just racist in rupees. That's not right.
It's not even the right country, by the way. But
yeah, that's not even... That's. Former porn star's wealth revealed.
How much you think? Well, you're looking at it.
I'll say a couple mil.
You think?
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's around a mil max.
Well, I mean, that's not... See, the thing is, that's not too far off from what we're saying. So it's not like...
I actually think it was less than that. But since you guys are going high on the couple mil... I'm going to go, without going over, I'm going to just say around a mil.
I can't find it in this article. They don't make it real easy to find. I'll have to keep looking. I will get back. I don't want to stall the show out with that.
You've already done a good job of that.
Excuse me? This is riveting.
You're previewing on the fly again.
No, I was just looking. Because we thought of it on the fly, Joel. That's how that works. The conversation led to that. So I was trying to find it, but it's just usually you would think you would see just a number. Oh, here it is at the bottom. Net worth has accumulated to approximately $4 million.
I was the closest. I said $3 million. So.
She's appeared in a total of 21 adult films, but today she's known more as a social media personality and has over 2.3 million followers.
And she's a co-host.
So she gets paid when
and
you have that many followers, you get paid, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
9 million on Instagram. That's a lot.
Plus, she's a co-host on some radio show.
Some show like you don't know.
Yeah, it's like a sports radio show. Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't the usual suspect.
Why don't we have her on then? This is the perfect... Wait.
You can reach out and touch someone.
That's what we're doing, Nick. I'm going to DM her and say, I know you do a sports talk show. I happen to produce the most popular sports talk show. We'll lie. The most popular sports talk show in the city of Houston, probably the state of Texas, would love to have you on sometime.
I'm okay with that.
And would love to be on you sometime.
I'm okay
can
with
we do that,
that. But you're gonna include something else in addition to that.
He didn't catch it. So totally I think you got a full thumbs up.
You might go
up.
Back. You might go back and listen to that. I'm not going to repeat
he
it.
He gave
but
me the green
you should
light.
Rewind about 15 seconds.
You got the green light.
That's what, okay, so you're good with that? I can send that?
Yep. No.
He just gave him a little too much information at the end there. Screwed the whole thing up.
Go, but I feel like you just said you were okay with that.
But what else did... What was I not paying attention to?
No. Nick, you've already agreed to
for
this.
For once in your life, take his advice.
At 3 o'clock, I'm sending out the DM. You've agreed to it. I'm glad you agreed to
it. No one heard any type of agreement. There's nothing official about
Joel?
That.
I heard it. I heard it.
This is going to be fun. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, boy.
Joel's like, I'm so glad I didn't loan him my laptop.
Man, just the headphones alone, I thought I was in trouble. But then the laptop took care of everything else.
Somebody texted the show and said, I'm only going tonight if Joel is going tonight.
Well, then you're going.
I guess you're going, pal.
Yeah, I go to everything, so suck it.
What?
Other texter.
Do you?
Yeah. Except for Sunfest. I had a previous commitment.
Well.
Thank God I did, too, based on your antics.
We needed you there based on my antics.
Well, so I could carry the other intern before
so
you fell
could
flat
get
on your face.
Well, I was drunk. Nick was half drunk. I mean, we needed someone from this show to have some integrity. It certainly wasn't going to be Nick or me.
I was completely sober. I don't know what you're
You're
about.
Such a liar. I remember looking at you at one point. You were just like,
that dude, he was so nice. He's like, hey, Nick, you like Hennessy? I'm like, yeah, I like Hennessy.
Dude, not like, even like, it wasn't even like, let me see the bottle. No, it was from a plastic bottle, it was a like, water bottle.
No. Jordan Don't be Bell. Spreading rumors.
It was Jordan Bell after the Golden State at the Golden State Warriors parade, right? Where he just reached into the crowd and took the
Kinda.
Bottle.
But it wasn't. No. What container did he have the Hennessy in?
He had it in the original Hennessy container.
Oh, he did?
But I had a styrofoam cup that I had previously filled up with like Jack.
Vodka. Oh, Jack. Yeah.
And then I drank that. And you're like, dude, you didn't even finish your Jack Daniels yet. Why are you having him pour Hennessy in your cup? That's what it was. He didn't have it out of some random cup.
He had it like in a clear water bottle. No. I thought he was smuggling it in. No. Like it was just like, you know, Flint, Michigan water or something. Just dirty.
Oh, no, he did. He did. Oh, my God. He did.
Exactly. It wasn't in a Hennessy
bottle.
It was in a water, like a you peeled the Ozarka label.
Oh, what was I thinking? Totally forgot about that.
Talk about a flashback at the wrong time.
Oh, forgot about that.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't worry about shaking hands tonight, Nick.
Yeah, you're good. Trust me, it's way
your
beyond that.
Your freaking immune system. You tasted is like him. Fort Knox. You're good.
He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, my middle name's Hennessy. did that taste good? Another text. I've been an all day listener for years. I enjoy every show. But by far, y'all are my favorite and the only show I interact with. That was Mark Schell. Go Pack, go.
You even read the last part
of that,
Mark.
I did. Are you
Thank
proud
you, Mark.
Of me?
We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course we do. L.U. Dillon checking in.
Oh, no.
We got to go to break and see us again on the same time.
He said, throw me the odds Thursday. Throw me the odds any of the hosts get in a fight. Unrelated, how much to get AJ to hit Palillo? That's from L.U. Dillon. Stop stirring it up, Dillon.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You're
He's
going to
be
nice.
In separate parts of the studio.
You're not nice.
He wants to spend time with you tonight.
He did. He said he was looking forward to seeing me.
Yeah.
Palillo's my bud.
Is he?
Yeah.
I heard you guys
he
swap
said
shoes.
That to you?
Yeah, he's like, I'll see you tonight. Yeah, he's
he
like, I'm looking forward to
lying.
It.
They said they were going to swap
shoes
later.
He was being facetious. He does not want to see you, Barry. Come on now.
Did you not say you were going to swap shoes with him later?
Okay, you know what? That's not nice. Okay, one more text, then we'll go to break. I rarely text the show, but I just wanted to remind you guys that you make my day every day. Sorry, cracking me up. That was from Oz.
Appreciate it,
Thank Oz. You, Oz. We appreciate it.
We do our best, man, but we do it because
Why
of
are you
guys.
Laughing, Nick? Why are you laughing? Did you go back and listen to what I said we were
no.
sending to Mia Khalifa?
Oh, you're not. We're not doing that. I didn't agree to anything.
Yes, you did, actually.
It's going down in the DMs. This is going to be fun. Stick around for 3 o'clock, y'all. Stick around.
Interesting stuff. Hey, I also got some stuff that we'll get to after the break just a little bit because I know that it's been regurgitated a million times over, just the topic of Roberto Osuna. But I did stumble upon, thanks to one of our listeners, a really interesting article from a Canadian lawyer and a Blue Jays fan who kind of gives you some of the questions that people have been asking, some answers as to how everything's going down with that legal case in Canada. So I retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel, but we can touch on some of it when we come back as well as much more. So don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost 2 hours into the big show as we continue to roll. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FEF Friday, as you know. We'll have a comedian of the week for you.
Totally.
Clips of them.
I would never forget.
Yes, you will. Lots of stuff to get to.
Okay, so El Jefe and White Magic both had the same suggestion, one on the text line and one on the Twitter line. They said, put up a poll and let the people help Nick decide. Should we send a DM to Mia Khalifa, or read his browser history live on air. So the poll is up at barryisfunny.com. Now, I'm giving you a little bit of a reprieve, Nick, till 3:15. I want to give the people a chance to vote.
What?
A reprieve.
Huh?
30 minutes. So you have until 3:15 to go vote at barryisfunny on Twitter if you want to vote in which choice. And also, I'm going to retweet it from Nick's account. So you both... Go. You can get
God, it. You're so mean.
You can get that from either of those. You just go and vote. And
you can still get people to participate, I'm sure, without retweeting it from my account.
Did you want me to? You didn't want me to?
You don't have to do that. It's not necessary.
Can you undo a retweet?
I don't think you can. I think you can, but it still is retweeted, is what it what it feels like.
Let me see if I can undo it. You don't feel like you were in on it. Oh, it did undo it. Look at that. Somebody said
you're kind of pissed off about that, aren't you?
Yeah. Pink Valkyrie said option C, do nothing. Your vote means nothing to me, Pink Valkyrie.
See, I like Pink Valkyrie.
Really?
Despite she likes you too. Despite, until tonight, when she say, finds out Pink she doesn't Valkyrie, get a bobblehead.
How about you get your bobblehead and then vote? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
She'll get her bobblehead. Chris Householder, he had to wait a couple days to get his belt, but he got his belt.
I don't know.
A couple days, like what, 365?
It was like a week.
Look, I don't know.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it was like
five, 6 days.
It's like a month and a half.
Yeah, like a week. Ask Chris Householder.
He actually came up here once, and you were like, I forgot it, bro, sorry. And he had to come back. What are you talking
about? He didn't have to drive.
That was the worst.
What are you talking about?
Does he live near you, like in Cut and Shoot? Like, where does he live?
I don't live in Cut and Shoot.
Yes, you
dick.
Do. I don't. You live in Cut and Shoot.
Thank you for putting me in the most racist town in the probably not the roast. That was Jasper.
Vider. Isn't Vider bad too?
Yeah.
Vider's bad?
Worst. Yeah. It used to be. I don't know if it is anymore.
Yeah, it used to be. There was like a big case there.
Yeah. I don't know who this number is. I'm not going to give out the area code. I'm not going to say whether it's 713-281-832. What's the other new area code we have now? Isn't there another one?
What? Yeah, there is. I forgot
There's
what
a fourth area code now in our city.
I did not know that.
713-281-832 and one other one. So I'm not going to give out their area code.
346.
346. Okay. But or 346. It's one of those four. Obviously, it's not 346 or I would have known that. But yeah. But this texter, I'm going to not read your text anymore. I'm going to read this one. You sent three different texts today. I'm going to read this, and then I'm done, okay? So at 2:33, they texted, Nick is the best part of this show. We read that yesterday. I've read it again for you today.
Same person?
Same person. Mm. That was at 2:33. At 2:39, they texted the show, Nick is the best part of my life. Mm. At 2:48, they texted the show, Nick is amazing. So 919-5299, I want you to know I'm not reading your texts anymore. It's creepy. It's super creepy. Like, if you want to text one once in a while, I'm sure Nick appreciates that. You're stalking now.
Yeah, and remind like, this person, weird. Too, Barry, that it's not Wednesday and we're not voting on winners for Way Back Wednesday.
Nick is I didn't even see it because, like
you don't
you
have
said,
a laptop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, not today,
a laptop.
You
yelled at me and you told me never to look in the text line, so I don't.
Because y'all mess it all up.
You
start
have this person
and
set up to vote for you every Wednesday for Way Back Wednesday.
Why do
times?
You have your buddy texting the show?
You guys finally got a W last week, or you did, Barry.
Is this a guy?
I don't know. It's
is that what
weird.
You're implying?
It's super creepy. Like, why would you...
You sure it's not Raheel? Because Raheel would text something like
that. I typed the number into my phone. I typed the number into my phone to see if I knew the person. Not in my phone. So...
What's the number again?
Just
say it out loud on there.
919-5299. That was the... I won't give the area code. So... you're getting your phone? You're going to see if you know him?
You couldn't do any of your normal trickery to figure it out?
I don't have my laptop. I don't want to log into Facebook. He'll have my login. That would be bad.
Okay, don't say the whole area code, but does it start with a 7 or an 8 or an 8 or a 2? What does it start with?
It's the stupidest thing.
Can you just not wait for a break? Is that not simple enough? I mean, that would work it out for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, thank God that wouldn't give it away.
Yeah. Because there's so many options, whether it be a 7 and
but I,
2
honestly,
or an 8.
I'm glad you're getting love, and you know that. I would read anytime Joel gets a love message.
Oh.
I read it myself. I read my own. I read yours.
Yep. You read all the hate and the love.
But 3 and 6 minutes is freaking creepy, dude.
Did you go out last night,
I want to block you just for being creepy.
I didn't. I had to stay home.
Yeah.
That might have explained something.
Who's this creep weirdo? They're going to be here tonight, and I'm going to watch your... I got your back, Nick. If I see some dude, like, stalking you, be like, hey, you want some Hennessy? I'm going to be like, whoa, no, Nick. Do not drink that. He's going to roofie you.
I totally forgot about the clear water bottle. That was so weird.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
yeah, it is. You had something you were going to read, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually retweeted it. But there's an article that I put out on Twitter, but it's an interesting read. It's a female Blue Jay fan that is a lawyer in Canada, a defense lawyer, Allison Craig. And she has a lot of interesting insight into what's going to happen and what has already taken place in the Roberto Osuno case in Canada. She said, since I have seen the arrest, I've read and heard a lot of speculation and misinformation about what lies ahead for Osuna and what can be gained and what we know, which is very little. As a full-time criminal defense lawyer, nothing annoys me more than misinformation about the justice system, so I thought I'd do my best to lay out in simple terms what's to become could become expected in the coming weeks and months. Basically, she surmises the first couple appearances mean nothing. He didn't even have to show up. The lawyer just basically sets a lot of the actual details and does a lot of the documentation. So a lot of people show up, and then they make the lawyers start to discuss the case. They call it the Crown Attorney, who is required to get – who is the attorney for the state, has to give a copy of all evidence to the defense. A case will not move forward until that's been done. The length of time it takes for it to happen depends on the nature and complexity of the case. Even a straightforward assault case like Osuna's usually takes more than one court appearance. And it goes on from there. We'll get it. We'll start hour number three with a little bit more of this. But essentially, it breaks down a lot of details about a lot of questions people had about did they have the evidence, what's going on, how long is it going to take. This thing could take up to 18 months.
Wow.
So we'll get to it in hour number three. We're going to be about to be joined by the Sports Mappers.
Go
so
vote
hang
at
on.
Barry is funny.
We appreciate you. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.